All right, I'm Bob.
I'm Bill.
I'm special guest Sid.
And I'm going to eat that Jesus.
Yes, you are.
God damn it, Sid!
And this is still a better show.
But it's not me, it's you. What you're turning into is some kind of something that I never knew. You used to be okay.
It says it's recording now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I guess it just does it.
Huh. I would hope so.
So, welcome to a better show. we've got the recording, the intro in front of this. We're fine.
Okay.
We're just cut this part off in post.
Bob, you are not the one that does this.
I remember that being a running gag in Mark Twain's one-man show radio show.
You know, here's the thing. Here's a little peek behind the scenes. Mark Twain's one-man show radio show is the most heavily edited show to date that we have ever done.
Really?
Absolutely, 100%.
That surprises me.
Because...
Guys, click the link.
God damn it, Bob, already?
There's a link?
We're a minute in.
Dial!
That's a wonderful link.
So, in Mark Twain's one-man show, Brian and I weren't terribly great at being funny. We had a lot of awkward pauses, so I painstakingly edited the pauses down to a manageable length. So that the show seemed more snappy.
Really?
Yes.
Would not have expected that.
Yeah. Some of the pauses I left in there because they were important for the joke delivery, but for the most part, yeah, I cut down that pause. Also, it helps, like, I would cut out a minute and a half from each show doing that. And we needed to keep it down to 10 minutes because I was hosting them on Box.net for whatever stupid reason. It was a bad idea. Don't do that.
They have a program that does that for radio shows that finds dead air and heads it up so they can sell more radios, like ad time.
Sell more radios.
Yeah, sell more radios.
There needs to be more selling of radios in this day and age.
Okay, fan contest. Design us a radio that we can sell, and we'll sell it. And if we sell some, you can have one. I promise.
So, if we sell enough, I mean, let's be honest here. We don't want to give them 50% of our proceeds.
I don't know. Because, let's be honest. If somebody designed us a radio, and we sold two of them, I'd be pretty fucking excited. That I could throw down whatever amount of money it is to just buy this person a radio. And... you can take that to the bank. Play them sweet tunes there.
So, earlier today, I was attempting to not do any homework very successfully by using the excuse that I need to come up with something for us to talk about on the show tonight.
Good.
Yeah. And I found this story that I'm just going to read it to you because I don't really know how to describe it.
Good. Okay.
So...
and then after that, Sid can introduce himself.
Sure.
It's story time now.
Sure, but this is...
story time takes precedence.
This is important. This is important.
It didn't take precedence for any of our other guests. I'd like to point that out.
No, but this... after I read this, you'll understand. You'll understand.
Okay. Okay.
So, police arrested a 20-year-old woman Wednesday evening after receiving a report of a shoplifter at the Walmart off of Wiley Boulevard. Emily Ann, last name redacted, of Cedar Rapids, was charged with voluntary manslaughter and public indecency while police refused to comment on the situation, which is currently being investigated. Witnesses reported seeing this lady tackle 43-year-old Terrence Hughes and stab him repeatedly in the face and genitals with a nail file after he attempted to leave the store with unpurchased merchandise. We were all stunned. Someone tried to pry her off of him, but she was determined. It was like she was on something, cashier Lisa Booth said. The lady then proceeded to strip naked and use the victim's blood as war paint.
Good.
It was grotesque. There were children watching. Some were crying, but most just looked like they were in shock, Booth stated. Hughes was pronounced dead when paramedics arrived and was taken, and this lady was taken into custody shortly afterwards. Police are still investigating. So that happened.
Which means that the cops showed up and they're just like, I don't fucking know, dude.
Wow.
That's a real thing that happened.
So, Sid, yeah. Your comedy program. Why don't you follow that up with tell us a little about yourself?
I just wanted to share that with you guys because
yeah, no, that was good. Thank you.
That's important. That was horrifying.
God,
so many levels.
At least a couple.
One more entry in the list of reasons to cleanse the earth with hellfire.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just set everything on fire. Start over. Everything's too far gone at this point.
It's a hard reboot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you gotta do.
Okay. So, Sid, tell us something about yourself.
I am... Didn't I already do this for Perpetual Noob Machine?
Well, this is a different show. You're doing it again.
Oh, right. This is a better show.
This is for the people that don't listen to the video game nonsense. With the exception of the first 45 minutes of the last show.
Yeah, that was... Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was fine.
I don't know. They lived through us reading off Wikipedia entries in the first episode. A bunch of poop jokes in the second episode. I think having just...
Some timed claps.
Yes, the time claps were beautiful. So, Sid... Tell us a little about yourself.
Not much to tell. I work an IT job, a typical denizen of the internet, play a lot of video games, and I don't know, I've been following the And Better People for, Jesus Christ, how many years is it now?
We have been podcasting for 4.5 years.
Yeah, but...
Some form or another.
Well,
And Better yeah. For...
No, but I was hanging out with... You guys online.
Yeah, and... you were around when we were doing songs as MTOMs.
Yeah.
Which that has been...
Our whole life.
7.5 years.
So, yeah.
Do you realize that? This will be the 8th Orcorns Day in October.
Nice.
Fuck up.
Excellent.
Should celebrate.
Which is, to date, probably still my favorite Mark Twain's one-man show song.
The first one? It was only good
because... Was it the first one?
Yes, it was literally the first one we ever recorded. And it was only good because we used Song Recorder on Windows XP, which cut us off after a minute.
I'm pretty sure the best MTOM song is Wang Man Pretty.
Wang Man Pretty was pretty solid. Joel got a whole bunch of XP for that. And, I distinctly remember the very first time that he recorded that, the freestyle version. Mm-hmm. My dad was quite upset because we were all in my bedroom and he was trying to fix my window. And he thought what we were doing was just the stupidest thing possible. And he was
stupid
great.
Like a fox.
You gotta understand, he had to tell everybody that although he's very pretty, he is not gay.
Oh, he was gay.
I don't think he was. I think just the world pushed a lot of situations upon him. For those new to MTOMs, I guess, and more importantly, Bob and I, Wang Manpretty was a character in our very first Exalted campaign. He was named as such because he had a maxed-out appearance and bottomed-out charisma and manipulation. It was great.
It was pretty great.
That even work?
We get him to do pretty much anything, except every once in a while he tricks us into doing something because he's pretty. It's well balanced. So, yeah. That describes Sid. Moving on to the next segment.
Sure.
I don't know. What do we want to jump to? Do we want to address last week's movie fights, or do we want to save that for Chris Mantis?
Let's do that. Let's.
Before we get too far in, Sid, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but we should probably describe the segment anyway. It's not going to be a running segment, but every once in a while, I guess we can come back to it. Bob, you tell it best.
Oh, you guys still there?
Yes. Yeah. We were asking you to describe your movie fights.
Oh, okay. It cut out for a second there. Yeah, I... So, basically, what it comes down to is you get to create, like, a tag team of fighters, sort of like Marvel versus Capcom style. That has to consist all of characters portrayed by the same actor or actress, which counts voice acting. And then I've decided that you can't choose God as one of your characters or other similarly omnipotent characters, but you can still choose actors who have portrayed such characters. And you also can't choose Superman because then people just argue about Kryptonite for hours and hours, and that's not interesting.
It's not.
So given those...
I told Bob the other day that I found the actual correct choice. But before I reveal what that is, I'd like to see what Sid would pick.
Sure. I have not given this enough thought.
I didn't give it any thought last time, so you're fine.
Okay, because I'm just sort of defaulting.
One of my choices was Macaulay Culkin.
Any forethought, I'm just sort of defaulting towards Bill Murray because he's that character in Groundhog Day who just
that's pretty solid.
Dies over and over and over again and wakes up fine the next day.
I mean, he kind of almost falls into omnipotence because I think somebody did the math, and for him to do all the things that he does, he had to have lived for like 18,000 years or something.
But
obscene.
I guess he does describe himself.
He's omnipotent in regards to that town.
There's a line he has in the movie where he says, "I'm a god. I'm not the god, but I'm a god."
And he's god of that town and that day.
So, just for reference, some of the characters that we did discuss last week, which if you did listen to them. So, yeah, Macaulay Culkin. James Earl Jones, because he's Darth Vader, and Mufasa, which
hard to beat that.
Which is pretty sweet. Liam Neeson, because he's Zeus, Ra's al Ghul, and Aslan. Apparently lions.
Yeah, lions are pretty good.
Lions, that's what they're going to be. Somebody on Facebook, because I posed it on Facebook as well to some of the people I knew, popular choices on there were Robert Downey Jr., being Sherlock Holmes and Iron Man. Ryan Reynolds is, I guess, that guy from the third Blade movie and the Green Lantern.
Sure.
Somebody did also suggest Billy Crudup, who played Dr. Manhattan, but after further discussion, we decided that broke the second rule of being omnipotent. And then Seth, actually, I don't know if you guys know Seth or not, but
I do.
He suggested Sean Connery because he's James Bond and he's a dragon in that movie Dragonheart.
I'm not surprised that Seth picked that out. That's a solid choice. He's also just Sean Connery.
He's also Alan Quartermain, who actually technically can never die because Africa won't let him die, Bill. It won't. He's also King Arthur. So, I mean, Sean Connery had a lot going for him as well. And then another really popular choice was Ralph Fiennes, who is Voldemort. Apparently Hades in some movie. He was Hades. And he's also that serial killer that is in that one Hannibal Lecter movie, Red Dragon. I don't know that guy's name, but serial killers are kind of sweet.
Okay. Well, here, if you're ready, here is...
Well, Sid never gave us an answer, so we want to see what Sid has to say.
Sid went with Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. Bill Murray.
Unless you thought about it more.
Actually, I'm just going to go with the entire panel for the Star Wars reading at Comic-Con. Because holy shit, those guys have been everyone.
That's pretty solid. That kind of goes along my thought process for the actual correct choice. Because I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, there's got to be some sort of video game voice actor. Because you keep hearing the same voices in those quite often. And I was like, I could be Nolan North and just be an infinity army of rugged dudes with guns. Or Jennifer Hale, which gets you most strong female leads, including FemShep, which that's pretty solid. But then I realized there's one voice that I keep hearing in absurdly powerful characters, and he is the correct choice.
Oh, God, I think I know who it is.
Johnny Yong Bosch.
Okay, not who I was going for, but that also works.
Now, for physical acting, I would like to point out he was both the Black Ranger and the Green Turbo Power Ranger. Pretty solid start. If you look at this, you can see the absolutely ridiculous amounts of anime he's also been in. Highlights include Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach,
and more importantly,
a character that is so fucking powerful that they stopped making games about that show because the only way they could escalate the video game any further is for the DS to just explode in your hands.
Sounds like it breaks the second rule.
He's not omnipotent, though. He's just really fucking fast and has a really nice sword. He is also Lelouch V. Britannia from Code Geass, who has the superpower where you can look somebody in the eye and give them one command, and they have to follow it. It doesn't work twice. And you can just tell somebody to kill themselves. That happens quite often. He's various giant robots. He's wolves. He's fucking Vash the Stampede from Trigun. He's random dudes in Soul Calibur games, in various RPGs. He's one of the dudes from Catherine. He's the guy from Devil May Cry 4. Like, he's Zero in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Hmm.
Like, he's covering a ridiculous amount of ground with some very powerful characters. I'd also like to point out that apparently, according to this list, in NFL Rush Zone Season of the Guardians, he played Troy. So, fucking...
Yeah, this could be a pretty decent one.
Yeah.
I still would pick Hugo Weaving.
Okay, here's another one. Tim Curry.
Tim Curry
is a good choice.
Name sounds familiar, yeah, I'll look at it.
Frankenfurter? Also, he did Skullmaster? I mean, he's been in damn near everything.
He's
in
the
some
bad
capacity.
Guy in Legend, right?
Bad guy in everything.
He's got a bunch of awards.
He's been around.
I still think Hugo Weaving probably beats that other guy.
Yeah. No. Well, he has Megatron.
Johnny Young Bosch has Bumblebee from the Xbox games.
Yeah, but, like, fucking Bumblebee gets crushed by Megatron. Nobody gives a shit about Bumblebee.
Not in the game. Bumblebee is the underdog that eventually wins because he's the guy you play as. So he does defeat Megatron eventually. He's also one of the dudes from Tactics Ogre, which is pretty sweet. And he's one of the companions from Old Republic. I think we just lost Sid.
No, I'm still here.
And we lost Bob.
I think we just lost you.
Uh-huh. Bob's got a little ellipses under
his
shirt.
Yeah, I guess he does. Not even the little trying to... Oh, there it is.
No, I pushed the button that called him.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you back?
Your head grayed out. It was weird.
Yeah, well... It was awful.
But yeah, Sid and I were talking voice actors are the fucking way to go.
Because they just have so much more variety to draw.
You cover a weird amount of ground. With some really weird stuff. God damn it.
Did we lose Bob again?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that noise is every time it happens.
This is just going to be the theme of this episode. And then Bob disappeared.
Well, some of these I'm not even going to bother splicing in.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
Let's try this again.
Let's have a minute of banter, just in case you explode again.
Yeah.
So
what did I miss? You guys were talking a bunch.
You missed everything.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Basically come to the consensus that, including voice square. Actors... What? That's a conclusion you came to.
We've been talking for hours. I don't know if you realized it, but you've been time traveling in your skin again.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you guys actually reviewed an energy drink yet?
Three. On the last boat. They were all the same day. That is why Eric and I raced. Go listen to the second Go Fast episode. You can hear the energy. I shout more in that than I have in any other show, including Tom's.
So, it looks like we're okay. I have all other internet-using programs, including a web browser. So.
Man, I got Chrome and Opera running. It's pretty cool.
What the fuck do you have Opera on?
I don't know.
What's the point of Opera?
Fine, I'll close it, Dad.
Good.
I don't
now uninstall it.
No, Opera is a fine browser.
It's fine. I don't understand the appeal.
It's
I don't understand why you need it.
It's fine. Sometimes I just need some goddamn culture in my life, and what's more cultured than Opera? Fucking nothing.
It's not the kind of Opera people talk about when they talk about culture.
I will find you, and I'll fight you with a sword.
All right.
Moving on. Yeah, no, we've been recording this entire time. I have not pushed stop because I am afraid of what might happen if I press stop recording.
This is going to edit it out? Okay, that's fine.
No, this is going to be a bunch of editing for me, which, whatever. I'm going to have to do a shitload of editing this week to get both this and PNM out before the cruise. Which I'm not going to talk about too much on this one, because neither of you chumps are going to be on there. You two are the only and better hosts that are not going to be on this goddamn boat.
Huh? I'm kind of okay with this.
Lost money.
Even Brian's host for The World As We See It is going to be there.
Really?
Yeah, that's where we know him from.
Okay.
So... yeah, we're having super cool cruise meetups. So if you are a super cool sea monkey, you can find us on the boat. We'll probably be recording a bunch of shows there, so it'll be great. But not this one, because Bob won't be there. And internet is prohibitively expensive. When you're in the middle of the ocean, yes.
That is
satellite internet.
And it's that's not like included as part of the cost of getting on the boat?
It's $100 for maybe a couple hours. And it's not fast.
That's another reason not to go on the boat.
It's actually wildly refreshing to join the Wi-Fi Temperance Brigade and just go internet-free for an entire week. It's actually really nice. Besides that, a gigantic portion of the people that I would be talking to on the internet are just going to be there. So it works out. But enough about the boat. I think it's time for some snap decisions. Pause so I can edit in Bob's theme song.
Do 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 do! Snap decisions!
Yeah. Also, pause so I can open up the notepad that has all the stuff in it. Firefall beta survey. Joke's on you guys. I forgot to play that. Boosh. So I think from now on, we're just going to do 10 or 15. We'll see what number feels right on this one.
Sure.
And just make it a little bit more consistent.
Let's do 10.
Okay. We'll start. Well, I figured start with 10, and if we feel like that wasn't enough, then we'll go 15.
Nope, we'll be set. I'm deciding.
Well, sometimes
that
they go...
Decision number one has been decided. Nine more.
Well, sometimes they go really fast, and this could wind up being like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's why it's a snap decision.
That we run.
It's a risk that we're willing to take.
Usually...
Unlike actual risks.
I'd like to point out that usually we do viewer feedback first. But
there is none.
Well, that's the
no, there,
second
there is
decision.
Some.
We have six left.
Six? What
yes.
For math. All right. One of ten. Sid, you're familiar with how this works. We basically, it's self-explanatory. Moving on.
Yes.
Okay. I think this was submitted after another one because it starts, and why is there an Easter bunny who carries around eggs?
That's it?
Yeah. No, that's the answer.
Oh. Easter bunny is a platypus. There you go.
False.
No, it's because it'd be really, really, really insensitive to, like, spread fake blood all around and have people try to find a crucified Jesus.
A chocolate
Jesus. I figured that after...
Filled with raspberry.
After resurrecting X number of times, things start going wrong, and Jesus is a bunny.
Okay, that works, too.
That works. Yeah.
Horrible science experiment.
Maybe that lays eggs, which is...
So it's either a horrible science experiment or chocolate Jesus filled with raspberry preserves. Take your pick.
I would go with chocolate Jesus.
I'd eat that Jesus.
That sounds delicious.
We're coming up with even more slogans. Amber.org. I'd eat that Jesus.
Think what? We know what the tagline for the show opening is going to be?
No, that's pretty decent. all right. Companies that milk their products for all they're worth with no real innovation. Call of Duty, Madden, etc. I guess against, like, or for, because capitalism is pretty good.
Yeah, so, I guess. Well, yeah. I don't purchase any of those examples, so I guess that would mean I'm against.
Yeah, I heard Madden listed, so fuck Madden. I hated that franchise.
Hey, that he's a nice man.
He is.
I don't like the franchise, though. I associate it with just overflowing bins of used games that never get purchased and are listed as 99 cents each.
It's not Madden's fault. It's Madden's fault.
At the video store, we still rent out copies of, like, Madden 08.
I believe that.
People still play that shit.
Yeah. You gotta go back and get the ones where the guys you liked were on the teams you liked and you didn't hate the world.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't know.
You gotta get that Favre on
the yearly install.
Seems
like a bad idea to me.
No, it's pretty bad.
Like, I understand the thought process behind it. It just seems, I don't know, disingenuous somehow.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, releasing a new game every year, they should just release, like, DLC that updates all the players.
Just patch the new teams in.
Here's the thing about Call of Duty. I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. At least they alternate back and forth between their two like sub series, and they have different teams developing them. And I met one of the guys at Raven when they were working on Black Ops, and they're genuinely enthusiastic about making this game.
Well, that's
they enjoy what they're doing, so I can't disparage them for that.
Be sweet.
At least.
To work at Raven.
Yeah, right. If you want to make shooters all day, which I think is all they do now.
Whatever. I mean, I just want a job where I can sit somewhere and write code all day because writing code is sweet, and every other job that I've had is terrible.
That's fine. Now, this segues into the next snap decision, the rise of indie gaming. I'm for it.
Against.
You get to play a bunch of weird shit for cheap.
Because it leads to shit like Kickstarter, and then just everyone wants to just beg on the internet for money. As like
Kickstarter can,
there's a level at which you can just
kicked
make your starts.
Like the game Radio the Universe, I want to say, just got funded. I'm super excited.
So sweet.
I don't know if you saw the one I tagged you in on Facebook today, Bob, but
I was in class, and so I couldn't watch. I was trying to, like, watch the video for gameplay footage, but it was just, like, some shitty, like, hand-drawn cartoon of the characters
they're,
in it?
They're pretty early dev. Considering.
I'd prefer to see the mainstream studios just get their shit together and put out better games.
Well, what's happening is some of these indie studios are just becoming the mainstream studios. And some of the mainstream studios are just picking up the indie kids, and that's how we got people.
But on some level, I'd just like to see the mainstream super corporations just pull their heads out of their asses and go, we should
That's
stop.
Not going to happen, though.
I know.
You can learn why if you read about Tim Rogers' article.
No, I totally think it's not going to happen. It's what I want to happen in an ideal world.
Bill totally has a bummer for Tim Rogers.
So, Sid...
I am, like, over four
Sid
now.
Has ideals that he knows are impossible, and he's against the next best thing. Moving on.
Does it really surprise you?
No.
Okay, if a gum packet, first of all, that's a weird way to term that, but okay. If a gum packet says each piece is 10 calories, is that the amount for just chewing it or for swallowing it also?
Since it's not meant to be swallowed, it's just
It's just for chewing.
I'm going to go for
I'm going to pause for a second and say that no more sending us fucking snap decisions that you can just Google the fuck answer to.
Try to trick us with your science.
Okay.
Keep doing it.
So just fucking learn how to use Google.
Keep doing it.
Stop being an enabler.
Here's the thing. Bob getting really upset is good radio.
Jesus Christ.
Just wait. If we scroll down in this list, there is some clear trolling down here.
And you should clearly just say skip over it.
No, I'm just blindly reading these because that's half the point. This was written in like at least a year ago, so half the point is I've forgotten what's on this list.
How many of these do you have queued up?
Oh, I've got a few episodes worth minimum, and people are always happy to send in more. Send in more to bill@andbetter.org, and I will fucking add them to the list. You can send them there. You can tweet them at andbetterradio on Twitter. You can throw them on our Facebook group, which you can find on facebook.com.
Flash.
I don't know.
Hey, it's Chester. Come here, Chester.
Oh, hey, Chester. Okay, moving on. Chester, 4. That was a fake one.
Yes. Chester, we're 4 Chester.
Okay.
Definitely.
The next one. Frivolous Law Suites. Somebody spelled this wrong.
Frivolous Law Suites? I am totally for that.
I am so for that. If you've met...
I don't know what a law suite is, but I'm for it.
Assuming it's a fancy law office at the top of a tower.
I think it's candy that tastes like justice.
It is Law Suites, LAWSUITES.
Yeah.
So it would be a...
I still think it's candy that tastes like justice.
It's a really fancy office that's made of candy that tastes like justice, and we are incredibly for that.
Yes.
A surprising snap decision. Okay. This next one just says, look up the worlds.com lawsuits for that second part. I think that was referencing the first one, but I don't see a second part, so against.
Yeah, just no.
I have to count out how many this has been. Because not all of these are one line. If we count that one, it's been 6. If you rented a movie and you were late returning it, and then you died, would the responsibility fall on anyone else?
Nope. No. Because no one cares enough.
No. And Bob is the definitive judge on this, too, so I'm going to believe him. Entitled gamers... people who think that they should get whatever they want and will whine and complain until they do, i.e. the Mass Effect 3 ending.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah? Sid and your ideals?
I'm going to go against.
Yeah,
Chester thinks those people are fucking bitches.
I'm against, because these are the people that didn't take time to think about the Mass Effect 3 ending, which I am for. Personally. They're the people that bitched about Wind Waker looking at cartoon.
Which is the best part of Wind Waker.
Yeah, the game's fucking gorgeous. Did you see the screenshots of the HD remake?
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah, I want to play that.
I mean, that game is boring as fuck to play, but it looks really nice.
It's a pleasant time. Like, it's definitely one you have to sit down and...
I mean, I guess if they just shrunk the world map to, like, half of its
size...
Yeah, it's
sailing around after a while. God. Dumb. Yep. But, yeah, no, fuck those guys. They're the reason why we have all those Call of Duties we mentioned earlier. Because they just want more of them. Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. When an atheist swears on the Bible at court, does he have to tell the truth since he doesn't believe in God?
Yes.
He should, because he's at a fucking court.
No.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to, but if they don't tell the truth, that's perjury. And that's
yeah.
That is a federal offense.
It's not like people that do believe in God are doing it because they're just like, oh, God's going to get me.
Lightning bolts of retribution everywhere. No, it's not like that.
It's not like if that was the case, God's not going to be sitting up there going, well, he doesn't believe in me. Like,
he's just going to hurl it down all vengeful.
I can't do shit about this. But how do I convince them I'm real? I guess I won't throw lightning bolts. Okay. Is the MMO market becoming overcrowded with everyone trying to jump on the bandwagon?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. DCUO, anyone?
Oh my god. Yeah, there's just... we've hit saturation point and kept going.
Yeah.
It's so now it's starting... I think it's starting to fragment.
Hey,
there's
man.
All these new games trying to get a hold.
I
there's a
like
finite that. Number of people who are going to play MMOs.
Yeah, I just like that genre... has finally gotten to the point where there's some weird shit starting to happen.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is nice.
God.
I do like that part, at least.
Sib, we need to just sit down and spend 5 hours playing that horse game I sent you.
Oh, God. Well, we do.
Chester, what do you love the horse game?
I think Chester is actually Bob.
That was me, but Chester is sitting here.
We also need to sit down and just go through... some MMO list and find the weird shit again.
I did that!
Yeah, but we keep playing, like, conventional stuff, like Star Wars and Aeon.
Next month, and then month after that, we'll probably be playing that car game.
Cannot wait for that car game.
It kind of depends on how good Wolf Team is. If we need something to bring us up after that, if it's a travesty, maybe we don't play that car game right away. What was it, a tactical turn-based RPG where everybody's a car?
Yeah, it's like Final Fantasy Tactics with
awesome.
Cars.
Yeah.
It's like Final Fantasy Twisted Metal Tactics.
Something like that, Matt.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying it's multiplayer. We're going to play it online. Soon. the first chemistry of
an experience.
We're going to be playing it.
All right, we got two more.
Do we? I thought we had one more, but I'll do two.
One more.
Okay.
I've decided.
Favorite scary movie?
Cabin in the Woods. Boom.
Cabin in the Woods is alright.
It's really good.
I don't know if it's scary.
It's...
Dog Soldiers.
Hmm?
Dog Soldiers.
It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out right now. I'm picturing soldiers that are also dogs.
Not quite.
Well,
I think soldiers in a cabin fighting werewolves. That's literally...
There's a werewolf in Cabin in the Woods.
It's true.
I have not
monsters.
Seen it yet.
We should stop talking about that then, since Sid hasn't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
You need...
I need to, but...
You need to watch that movie, and then when you think it's dumb, because you will the first time you watch it, you need to watch it again, and then you'll think it's the greatest scary movie you've ever seen.
I thought it was cool the first time I saw it.
So did I, but most people who think it's dumb, you make them watch it the second time, and they realize it's awesome.
Alright.
It's better the second time.
Keep that in mind.
I'm going to pick for my favorite scary movie, The Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows. Because there is no witch, and there is no book, and it's pure 1998. And it's amazing.
What?
The 90s are so awesome.
They open the door, and it's just like, spooky ghost girl! Oh, she's walking backwards, and then she disappears! And then she's gone. And you're like... Okay, that's the only mention of that ghost girl the entire film. That's cool.
Are you sure that wasn't a comedy?
No, it wasn't a comedy. It takes itself serious as fuck, and it's amazing. It's on Netflix.
God damn it.
It's my favorite scary movie. It's probably also the worst movie I've ever seen.
You need to see more movies, then.
I'm really bad at movies, guys.
I'm pretty good at movies. It's, like, one of my things.
Yeah, that's been the running game is see how long you can name famous movies before you actually get to one I've seen. Like, I have not... I've seen The Blair Witch 2. I haven't seen Blair Witch 1.
Have you seen The Avengers? Because it's sweet.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater with Stu.
Totally watched that at work last night.
If you name a recent superhero movie, I've probably seen it because of Stu.
Also, all the recent superhero movies have been pretty dang good.
They've been pretty alright, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially ones with Robert Downey Jr. in them.
Yeah. It's a pretty alright dude.
Also, I just want to say, like, this is kind of a tangent or whatever, but, like, Captain America is one retarded superhero outfit away from being, like, a really cool superhero, right? Like, if he didn't dress like a...
I'm just generally in favor of people that fight with shields.
I
remember ALW when I was trying to get somebody to equip 2 tower shields and just kind of bully people around.
I do remember that.
Remember how long I screamed at Skyrim for not letting me dual wield shields and just make Lydia do all the work?
That part I don't remember, but...
I remember that.
I was so furious. I was so mad that I wanted to, like, just buy the PC version and find a mod that lets me do that. Which, hey, if somebody finds me that mod, next time I see Skyrim on sale for, like, $25,
I'm Googling like this
right now.
Oh, man, if Captain America was Guile?
No, not B-Guy. He should just dress like Guile.
But what if he was Guile?
Well, that'd be stupid.
Sure.
Because he's not. He's Steve Rogers, okay?
Alright. I thought the rebooted Captain America outfit from the recent movie looked okay.
But the problem is
super patriotic outfits and designs generally look stupid.
I don't object to Captain America for his outfit. I object because he has no character flaws.
That's because he's America, and America has no flaws. This is a straightforward thing. Also, have you guys seen the Sean Baby article on Cracked, where it was, what if Captain America was insane and he just rewrote the comics?
No.
Because that includes my favorite line that I keep quoting. He just looks around the corner, he's like, skeletons! Actually, those are firemen, Cap. And then they go punch him. And it's great. I'm linking that in the show notes.
You do that.
You can't stop me. So, yeah, those were the snappest decisions. And I guess we probably should have only done 10, because we have been talking for like 15 minutes.
See?
About just that. Yeah, that worked out. That worked out. So, I should hop on. I'm woefully unprepared.
Talk
amongst yourselves. I'm going to get some viewer feedback.
You do that.
This is the most awkward talk amongst yourselves ever, because I was talking to you two, not the audience.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We didn't know.
Just assumed it was the audience.
Yeah, like...
No, I'm leaving this in. This is good.
You probably should edit it out if it's not good.
No, it's pretty good.
Oh, okay, well, it's good. Leave it in.
So,
that's how you make good radio.
The first... I'm going to do 2 viewer feedbacks, because the very first one was actually left on A Better Show Episode 3. John wrote in, and better.org. We got some slogans. I think that's pretty all right.
Yeah, we do.
I changed the site slogan.
Hey, you finally got business savvy in there.
Yeah.
Like, how many years did that take?
Oh, a bunch. Man, I might have my business cards by the time this episode gets up, and if I do, I'm posting up.
You need to post that in there, even if you get them after the episode is out.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked for Power 9, we had business cards that just said power9.com, far gayer than you could possibly imagine.
What?
Actually gave them to people. I might have one in my wallet right now, actually.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Are you ready for the classic viewer feedback? The one we have a finite amount of?
I guess.
You know, this one was left on my birthday last year. On These Are Some of the Sodas We Like, episode 39, Americana Huckleberry. All right. It's a long one, so I gotta stretch here and just dive right in. NJ makes it necessary that automobile insurance plans fulfill minimum insurance requirements. Your minimum requirements ensure this men and women wounded around crashes receive some amount of insurance pertaining to incidents or compensation pertaining to damages or injuries. Car or truck insurance plans must cover quite a few places, such as bodily personal injury, property damage, accidental injury, accident, as well as underinsured / uninsured autos, and really should fulfill a baseline amount of money each vicinity. Conference the fundamental requirements might not exactly give the most effective insurance and could abandon a small business susceptible to greater out-of-pocket fees, such as some sort of chauffeur-driven car organization which has a number of costly automobiles, should consider some sort of high-coverage prepare. That was written in by our good friend Cheap Nike NFL Jerseys.
Yeah,
thank you, Cheap Nike NFL Jerseys. I appreciate your kind words.
So I don't think it counts if you just dig up what the spam bots are posting.
Sid, I need to edit that out. You are just pulling the curtain with the Sherrod.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really like this segment.
I just grabbed the next one. I'll be more prepared next time. Okay?
Okay. I guess.
So.
You're the only one who likes it. You're the only one who thinks it's funny.
Yep.
But just ruin everyone else's time.
Yep.
Whatever.
Welcome to Ann
Fitter. It was like, it's my show, fuck you, I can do whatever I want.
That's the best part, is this is Bob's show. Alright,
not really my show.
Bob, do you have any other stories to tell or fun? You were going to teach us about history.
Was I?
Yeah. I forget the history of what?
Oh, of Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys about how Hawaii became a state.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we'll do that, and then we'll move on to our last segment, the video game name generator.
All right. So, basically, the reason Hawaii became a state is because a bunch of rich dudes, I know, surprising, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were farming shit in there. You might know some of them because their name's like Dole, you know, the fruit guy,
yeah.
Pineapples. They, like, wanted to be part of America, so they could pay less taxes on bringing their fruit to the U.S. And basically every indigenous person in Hawaii was like, we don't fucking want to be part of America. We don't want to do that. So, you know, they did the fairest thing they could think of, which was to hold, you know, a sort of a referendum, if you will, where everyone got to vote on whether or not Hawaii would become a state. However, you weren't allowed to vote in that referendum unless you were a U.S. citizen. So, which none of the native people of Hawaii were U.S. citizens until after the vote. So that's how we just kind of decided that Hawaii was going to be a state. Just went there. We're like, hey, let's all vote on it. And then everyone voted, and it was like, oh, your voter only counts if you're from America. And then it was a state. And we've never looked back. We never have.
That's pretty
good.
I know. There's actually a movie came out just this past November called 2016 Obama's America that is kind of about that subject. But more actually about how whoever made the movie, some crazy, like, Indian guy, was like, oh, don't vote for Obama. He's going to give Hawaii away or something like that, about that exact thing. So you guys can check that out if you want. But that is a real story that really happened.
And now we know.
You can actually go to
this should be another running segment. Bob tells a real story.
Bob tells a real story. I can tell a real story every week.
That sounds
you can actually go to a
sounds educational too.
Yeah.
I think it's the Palace of Queen, whatever, I don't know. It's a Y name. It's got like 18 syllables and only like one vowel in it or something.
Oh, you mean only one consonant? Because
one
it's a bunch
consonant,
of vowels.
Right. Yeah, I apologize. I mixed up my...
Fucking Bob.
But,
moving
outside
on.
Of the palace or whatever, there is a, like, monument that's the petition that was signed by basically everybody who lived in Hawaii before they voted. That's just like, we don't want to be part of the United States. I'm just like, whatever. No one cares what you guys
think. Hooray!
I know, right? Good times.
All right, so are you guys ready for our final segment?
Yes.
The video game generator. Or maybe we should rename it in honor of M. Tomzer's 40 hours on the video game making machine. It's not bad. Sid, do you have the URL for this?
Yes.
Awesome. So basically...
you click this button, you say Deep Space Man Love.
Deep Space Man Love. Is that your pick, Bob? Or is that something you're shouting?
No, that was the name.
That's your pick? All right.
Do we get to pick, or is that just whatever comes up?
Click a few times, because sometimes it doesn't work.
No, I always just click and scream whatever it is, like, Hillbilly Blimp Warrior, Erotic Racing Journey, Deadly Hamster Tribe, Radioactive Theme Park in Vegas, Transvestite Skydiving Boy.
Okay, that's the one we're designing, Transvestite Skydiving Boy. How does that game play?
It's like that shitty cell phone game where you jump out of the plane and you try to land in the thing, except the dude's a transvestite.
Okay.
It's a boy in a dress. Oh, but each level before you jump out, you get to...
That's your parachute. You Princess Peach it.
No, each level before you jump out, it's like one of those shitty, like, styling games where you get to, like, drag clothes onto the model. And then he jumps out and then you try to land on it. This game sucks. I thought we played Everybody Hates the WWE Inspector.
it's like Manhunt. Only with wrestlers instead of serial killers. You have to stalk around the stadium looking for the WWE Inspector. And then you have to suplex them or something. You have to like rack up super points by doing the craziest takedown of this dude. Sounds way better. All right, I got Trendy Scooter Desperados, which is obviously a GTA that stars hipsters dressed like cowboys and drive around solving crimes.
No, they scoot around on razor scooters solving crimes.
All right, I've got two lined up here.
You can pick any type of scooter. You can do like a Vespa or a razor scooter, but it has to be considered a scooter.
You can even be a guy named Scooter.
Yeah, he just carries you around. Perfect. I'd play the shit out of that. That game would probably have some pretty good writing in it. Sid, I feel like I've shut you down. What do you got?
3D Yak Operative.
Good.
Good. I would never play that because I hate 3D.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it 3D like the 3DS, or is it 3D like Super Mario 64?
Like Super Mario 64.
Yeah,
then I would play it.
Just a third person.
So it's basically like Thief, except you're a yak. And
there's no humans in this game. It's just Steven from other animals. You're like, you're a good spot of grass.
Yes, exactly. You have to go in, steal the good spots of grass, get out. Maybe muscle your way into the watering hole, poison it, at least until the other animals, you know, aren't there anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A lot shorter than last time. Do we want to do a bonus round where we each do another one? Because I got a pretty good one.
I got one. Communist Crowbar Jihad.
Yes! What? That is a game that writes itself.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm thinking this is a top-down atrocious game.
Yeah, we don't even need to discuss it. Everyone knows what communist crowbar jihad is.
No, because you could accidentally make this game super awful, so I think we should discuss it. I think it's a top-down strategy action game where you open crates.
No, and there are bombs in them. It's just TV. It's just Smash TV, except you're terrorists who throw crowbars at things.
It's Hotline Miami. Only
not even hitting things. You're
any
just
weapon other than trucking.
And you just fight portraits of Mohammed, hams. In America.
Not Muhammad. That'd be offensive. Praise be unto him. Sid, you got another one?
I do.
Alright.
Savage Penguin Underground? I'm thinking you're a drug runner?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
There's a hip-hop soundtrack.
Hip-hop soundtrack, also good. I'm thinking side-scrolling platformer of some sort?
Slash 3D racing game.
Slash 3D racing game. That might be a mini-game. Maybe, like,
that's,
between levels, like how they did
that's
for...
That's like what you have
gym.
Instead of a world map. You run from the cops
yeah,
and wind
yeah,
up in the
go.
Next environment.
That would work. Like, racing game between levels.
Penguin just gets in the car and you're just sitting there with the controller like, sure, I give up. I got, if we're done with that, MTV's Weight Loss Assault.
No.
I just like this. That sounds like a show that is real.
That depresses me so much.
We lost a third of our weight because Bob is gone.
Oh, dear.
And once he gets back in, I'll try again. I got a better game title. This one we could actually discuss. Come on, Bab. Oh, it worked. Oh.
That's what you get for being optimistic.
Busy? What is Bob busy with? Like, I click the green phone button, and it just turns red right away, and then green. There we go. I think we were both trying to call each other. Is that what happened? Were you trying to call me?
No, I hung up the call. What happened was I never hung up. Initially, I was just waiting for my modem to finish resetting, because apparently it decided it wanted to reset.
Okay.
Which is what's been happening this whole time, just keeps resetting for no reason, because I have AT&T.
Conveniently, we can forget about the last thing I said, and figure out what the gameplay would be like in Grand Nuclear Safari.
We could do that, Bill. We could do that. Or we could talk about Latino Banana Punishment.
No,
I think it's Safari.
Grand Nuclear Safari, it's like Pokemon Snap, only all the animals are horrifically mutated. So it's like Pokemon Snap.
So basically, you just want Pokemon Snap too, is what you're saying.
Yes. Is that too much to ask?
No, it's
too
not.
Too much to ask!
That was a good game.
Yeah, I think we need to draw this segment to a close.
You don't want to talk about Nerf Afro Underworld?
No.
Unless
we dry up this well. We can't dry this well, Bob.
Spirit of the Dwarf Rage. Boring Barbarian on Wheels. Rogue Mafia from Hell.
Spirit of the Dwarf Rage is just you, the game. I don't...
World Drug Dealing of the Third Reich.
How do I close his browser?
Revenge of the Wheelchair on the High Seas.
Sid, get again. You are not helping.
That's not what I'm here for.
I'm helping.
I'm a helper.
I gave Turtle Phase a whole bag of peanuts. So this has been a better show.
Oh.
Despite my presence.
Unless Bob has another real story he wants to tell.
It's a real story. I don't have another real story. But...
He said button and then he giggled, so I'm happy. But, am I right?
I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore.
Huzzah. This also sums up and better really well. I don't know if you noticed.
Just start laughing for no reason.
Yeah. And Bob getting what he was going to do.
I think what I was going to mention is if there is interest, I would like to maybe either record a podcast or actually put something in print, because we don't have anything in print on our website. And I think that could be useful. We could put out more content in print than as opposed to...
This has been something Bob's been talking about since before there was a site.
No, I know, but if there's interested, I could do something like that. So, if...
Yeah, if you're interested, let us know what kind of stuff you would
know
want.
What kind of in-print content did you want? I can do stuff like movie reviews. I can teach you guys how to win at games. Because, let's be honest, I'm the best at winning at games.
I really want to see you do the show idea, Battling with Bob.
We can do that.
I don't know if you wanted to keep it at just you beating people at video games, or what I think is the much better suggestion.
I'll battle anyone at anything.
Exactly. Battling people at their actual professions. Because I think that would be an amazing show. I really want to see that.
So, I guess here's what we're saying is, if you are listening and you're on the internet and you would like to battle me in any fashion, let me know. Because I will fight you right now.
I don't know if I have it set up, but I'll have a bob at anbetter.org by the time this airs, so you can email that.
That exists.
Does it just have your email?
I have no idea if it actually sends it to me.
I think it broke after I moved the domain email over to Gmail, so I have to look at it again.
Okay, so make sure that it sends it to my actual email address, or I will never get it. But that's something we talk about off air. We don't need to...
This is something we do often.
We'll just edit that last bit out.
I won't.
I know, but you should.
It's well established that I'm not going to do that.
You should.
That changes nothing.
Also, if you're on the internet and you're listening and you would like to edit the podcast for real, let us know, because we'll be happy to let
this
you do
is
that.
This is a joke. So, Bob.
Yes.
I've been reminded. Do you remember at the end of episode 2, all those many moons ago, you declared whoever buys the best bucket and puts the best thing in it gets a prize?
Yes.
John immediately submitted for that contest. He sent
it. Is that the image you just tried to send me?
Yeah.
Okay, send it again because. It did not come through.
Also known as you canceled it. But yes, this is a picture of his distillery, if I recall. He's making beer in that bucket. And it just so happens that everything in that picture that is not a bucket is covered by a blanket, which he assures me is coincidence, but I thought that was pretty good. It's taking out all distractions. We just want to see that sweet bucket. But that contest is still open, guys. Send us your bucket pictures. Sid, you can enter it. I'll allow it.
I'm opening it right now.
I don't know if I have a bucket to get.
That's fine.
Send a picture of.
This is a perfect opportunity to go get a bucket.
My life has been missing all these years.
Yeah.
A bucket.
Yeah. I think we declared that it's fine if you don't actually buy a bucket, but rather drag a bucket around a store and take a picture. It's completely acceptable.
I don't know if we did or not, but yeah. Well. All right. Well, currently this is winning because it's the only one, but I don't like this picture.
John wins a bunch of contests like that. but yeah, send us your bucket pictures. You can send that to noob@ambetter.org or bill@nbetter.org, or bob@nbetter.org, just so long as one of us gets to pee the old bucket.
So,
that's the new name of the pocket, of the, not the pocket, the contest.
Pee the old bucket.
Pee the old bucket.
So what we'll do is, when you send us buckets to peep, we'll post it in the notes of the show, and we talk about it. Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
You can find us at facebook.com.
Well, let me just actually get it. I'll tell people what it is.
It's been at the end of, like, a bunch of podcasts that I listen to. They always go, you can find us at facebook.com/whatever, and they always have just the slightest pause, and I always wish that they just say facebook.com.
So, like I was saying, though, you can find us at facebook.com/andbetterorg, which is the current name. Follow us on Twitter at andbetter. What's the Twitter one again, though?
@AndBetterRadio.
@AndBetterRadio?
Some random dude took @AndBetter in, like, 2009. So, it's @AndBetterRadio. But, yeah, I tweet there an awful lot. And I pledged on Facebook that if you follow me on there, I will personally troll you. It's a service that I provide. and I genuinely do that.
So, hit us up on facebook.com/andbetterorg. Hit us up on Twitter @andbetterradio. Tell all your friends about the website. Say hi to your mother for me.
Sid, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Not really. No.
Holy shit.
I mean, I'm Perpetual New Machine. I'd just like to get that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, check out our other shows on ambetter.org, Perpetual Noob Machine, and these are some of the sodas we like.
Which show up to Perpetual Noob Machine once in a while.
Yeah.
Could use more people showing up to that.
Games with us on Tuesdays. It's sweet. Next month we're playing Wolf Team.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Out of control.
I'm going to make sure of that.
Yeah.
And don't forget to give us some of your feedback so that we can actually talk about that.
Yep. Send in your snap decisions as well. Because while I do have a deep well, it'll eventually run dry without you, the audience. This is why we made the show. It's our audience participation program.
It doesn't work entirely.
So we want to build some community, and I think we can do it. I think we can.
Also, we'll still take your submissions of you eating pie and drinking soda.
That is a constant contest that goes on for these are some of the shows we like. We also accept your pie stories, which only John has sent one in so far. Of course. It was pretty good, though. It was a genuine pie story. He wasn't just fucking around. So that's great. And thank you.
Yeah, thank
you to Jonathan Colton for the use of our theme song Better. There literally isn't a theme song that fits better than that, so
it's the betterest we could do.
It's the betterest
we could do.
And thank you out there for not making a best show.
Yeah.
So I'd be upset.
Honestly, if you did make a best show, we'd just have to make a better show anyways, so whatever.
Yep. We're always striving to improve here.
We are. So, thanks again for listening. Tune in next week when we...
Hey, there's air quotes around week.
Now
there won't be a next week because by the time I would be posting that, I'll be in Florida.
You'll be on a boat.
I'll be gone for a few weeks.
So maybe not next week.
Tune in next
month.
Tune in next episode.
After Bill gets back from the cruise.
Well, that's the joke I forgot to make. This is the 2014 podcast.
No, it's not the 2040. We're going to make a legitimate effort to bring you something every week.
Yeah, if you'd like to guest star on the show and you actually have something to talk about, get at me. Probably.
Yeah. If you are an internet celebrity and you would like us to ask you stupid questions for 45 minutes to an hour, feel free to get down on that.
More likely, if you're just somebody I know. Bob, you should get Daniel and the Lion on the show.
Oh, I'll see if they want to.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun. We can ask them about how they moved to Tennessee.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Tennessee's all right.
You should listen to their music, if you don't, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Bob, if you want to pick out a song, I'll put that in the show notes, too.
Sure. I'll pick a song.
Make sure you check the show notes, because there's a bunch of stuff in there. We got the Wikipedia entry for that one guy. like a bunch of songs and pictures and stuff. You have to re-listen to it to see what all we'll have, but it's going to be cool. But, yeah.
So, a quick recap. Facebook.com/AndBetterOrg. Twitter.
Oh!
What?
I kicked a thing.
Oh.
I kicked my clean driving record. There's no more recap. I'm upset.
Okay.
They don't need a recap. We said it like 3 times and making rewind.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, there's no more recap. He's hurt.
I hurt myself on my clean driving record.
All right.
So upset.
Well, just tune in next time when we do something that sounds clever and witty.
Tune in next time to find out what else we drone on about. This is our other running gag.
No, you're supposed to leave them with an intriguing tag, like, hanging. They're like, ooh, I can't wait till next time when they karate chop all the penguins in Antarctica. What up?
Tune in
next week. I'm penguins.
Tune in next week when we're not going to wear pants.
No. No.
I guess.
Sid won't even be wearing pants. He won't even be on the next episode, but he'll look down and he'll be like, oh,
well, time to buy a new pair.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
We love you.
Oh, yeah, that's our sign-off.
And I wish it was different, but we're just not the same. At least we